Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Oh, Roger and JP Show, 800-771-1025 or 727-579-1025 at Roger and JP on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. You can follow at any time. Make comments if you like. By the way, just a quick note, after played at Funky Music White Boy in the last break, the voice of wrestling, Ed Weigel, who's always listening when he's not recording wrestling commercials, said that...
I have a hairy ass.
No, thank you, Ed. You do not. Stop it.
How do you know? I mean, really.
Because he's Ed.
I don't know if he's well-kempt. I don't know if he hits me as a guy who's well-kempt. So he has knowledge about, like, everything music, everything. And we were playing Played at Funky Music White Boy, and the band is Wild Cherry. He says, Wild Cherry's lead and writer of that song, Rob Parisi, lives in Tampa.
Shut your mouth.
I did not know that.
How do you like that?
Shut
And he said, chances are he's listening.
Oh, no.
What are the chances he's related to JP?
Well,
that last name.
It's a different spelling, actually.
Ah, son of.
What can I, well, you know.
That'd be so great.
How lucky for JP if he was related to the lead singer of Wild Cherry.
And if he really did bang Monica's mom.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that'd be the greatest story ever.
That's the real question here.
Well, Rob, if you're out there and listening, if you ever want to come on as a special guest, that would be fun.
That would be awesome.
How great would it be?
Oh, my God.
He could come in maybe with his guitar, play a one guitar guy version of Play That Funky Music White Boy. I'd love that. Well, I don't know if he still lives here or whatever, but this is off the Ed Weigel Gossip Grapevine.
So
we'll take it as fact. Thank you, Ed.
Why would he lie?
No, I don't think he would. Sometimes, you know, his knowledge of things that maybe have changed since he learned about him in 1982.
You know, people end up here, apparently.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And
who knew you had played a Funky Music White Boy guy here?
Oh, man.
That's kind of cool. I like it.
You lucky bastard.
We are.
Good for you.
So Brett and I just got a pizza.
Oh, did you? Let me see. Hold on.
Oh, the guy. He killed it. We had... Half meatball with light onion and the other half plain.
Look at you guys eating it all in order. Like, why don't you grab one from the other side?
What do you mean?
Why are you all of the same
size? It's a circle. How could it be in order?
I'm saying, like, grab one from the opposite side.
Oh, I see. So one from one half of the circle, one from the other half of the pie?
I only eat pizza that Raj touches.
I know. That's, I mean, you do you.
It's weird, Monica. I have to touch it first. He goes, just touch all the slices. just with your right hand, now your left hand. And then just go...
You guys get food on Friday. That's really cool.
Put it on my plate, Raj.
Oh. That's kind of fun.
Oh.
Yeah. Friday's like the beginning of just, you know, going off the rails.
We should try and do a like interstate type of thing.
Love song?
Like we were doing with the filet of fishes. You know, we have filets of
fish. Oh, yeah.
We can, you know.
We're doing fast food fish Friday during Lent.
Yeah, but we could, I don't do pizza, but we could do other things.
Well, let's see, that's a problem.
But I mean, we could do other things. Or I could get a barbecue chicken pizza or something that's...
Oh, and then we would get our own barbecue chicken pizza, and then we could compare over the radio who has the best.
Something without sauce, without cheese. We'll get pizza without sauce, without cheese. What else, you know?
But just like Monica.
We'll get tacos. We'll get tacos instead. That'd be great. That'll be Pizza Friday.
I think cheese is supposed to be on pizza, although... It's not my thing.
Like, you think?
Yeah.
I feel like if you made it without it, I'd be happier, but I don't think that you can. Like we were, I know we were kind of doing a Twitter online chat, Brett, with the bacon, egg, and cheese scenario.
Right.
And I can order a bacon and egg sandwich and just say, just don't put cheese on that, please. But I don't think that you can do that with pizza, can you?
No.
Well, if you don't like dairy or whatever, I mean, you can get a sauce. You can get a cheese without pizza. You can get just sauce only and whatever else you want on it.
Yeah, all
you
I could. Want is just
it's
a
called
layer.
Garbage sauce bread.
No.
That's what it's called.
No, but hear
you
me
can
out.
Also get a white pizza and not get the red sauce if that bothers you for the acid, you know?
Hear me out. I made this on Sunday. I had, I made a buffalo chicken pizza, but just hear me out. Okay, so I had the dough from the Publix deli. You can just go and they have it all made. Mm-hmm. Just come and get it and it's all fresh.
Nice.
So I had that dough and then I put on the bottom, I put the sauce. I put buffalo chicken sauce, right? Mm-hmm. And then I had cooked some chicken and then tore it into shreds and put that on top. Mm-hmm. And then put some red onion on top of it. And that's all. No cheese. And it was just sauce. And that's all.
No chunks of blue cheese.
I was going to say, not even blue cheese.
No,
no drizzle of blue cheese dressing. Out. Thick, chunky.
Pass. No, I don't like that. So,
oh my God.
So I put it
You're
in the oven. And it's good pizza. Like,
well, you had buffalo chicken bread. That's what it's called.
Well, no.
It's not called buffalo chicken pizza.
And it was dough.
Circle buffalo chicken bread is what you had.
That sounds like the specialty buffalo chicken slice I would get. I mean, Monica, you know that's a thing, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. I didn't know if you thought maybe you meant visiting in your kitchen because you don't go to pizza places.
They usually do. Like, they usually put extra cheese and blue cheese and all of that
yes.
that I don't want. So that's
big cubes of chewy blue cheese in the midst of the dressing that's on there with the hot sauce. Mm-hmm. And, oh my God, is that
I
good?
Make it on my own. I can do it my
right.
own way.
Just plain old chicken with a little hot sauce spilled on it.
And I know y'all are a bit of like pizza snobs because of where you live, but if you have access to Walmart Sam's pizza, like it's just Sam's, their generic brand. And it's in, hold on, it's in the frozen.
Frozen?
It's in the frozen section. It's only $5, make you holla. And they have one called a Philly cheesesteak. And so it doesn't have red sauce on it. And I'm telling you now, that is good. Now, again, I don't know pizza like y'all know pizza, but I'll eat that pizza.
But,
no problem.
Sure.
Right. So it's a Philly cheesesteak, all the ingredients on pizza dough.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
And it's $5. And it's good. And once in a while, I'll chop up some jalapenos on and add it to it. But yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Shocking.
Yeah.
So surprising.
Wow.
I'm just saying, try it. You know, broaden your horizons.
Yeah.
You're not going to try it, are you?
No. I'd rather just have a Philly cheesesteak sandwich the way it's supposed to be made. I wouldn't want a pizza Philly cheesesteak. Although, I mean, I eat specialty slices. I don't mind that. I'm not like, I don't do that.
And it's Walmart brand and it's frozen. That's why it's surprisingly good. Like, it don't sleep on it.
Costco pizza has good pizza.
Special
else?
Ted mm-hmm. swears mm-hmm. by Costco
See?
Pizza. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. He says, for what do you get? And it's cheap. He mm-hmm. goes, it's like $1.25 a slice. Mm-hmm. He's so happy to explain it. But he says it actually does taste good. He mm-hmm. goes, it's not just cheap.
Speaking of food in restaurants, Jen Epstein of Fox 13, Good Day Tampa, of course. She posted, she tweeted something this morning.
What?
Of 34% of adults. Well, the question was, who's paying the restaurant bill?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you all go out with a group of friends. It says 34% of adults say they should split it evenly. 26% say pay for what you eat and drink.
Yes.
42% say they've paid more than they wanted to avoid an awkward situation.
Not me.
So, of course, Monica in the minority, as usual, when it comes to opinions of things.
You're about to be marginalized.
Why would I? What if I order a salad and you order a steak? Why am I paying, you know, if we split that in half, I'm getting screwed.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. But does that happen to you often where you go out with friends and they all order like full entrees and you only have a salad?
I rarely, and I don't know necessarily if it's a salad, but I rarely eat a lot. And everybody else orders appetizers. If I order an appetizer, it's all I'm going to have.
That's it.
I'll be full. Yeah.
That's your dinner.
So mostly because I'll be full. Like I get full way more easy than other people. So I don't order as much. And so I always get the shaft in that. And not to mention, I ain't like rolling in the dough. Mm-hmm. If I had $1 million, then screw it. I'll pay for everybody's.
But and your friends must know that by now, right? So they're like, well, Monica doesn't eat anything. So Monica, just give us like $5. You know what I mean? Like, I could see where your friends who you go out with all the time get used to that. And it just becomes a thing how you do it.
You know what we do? Separate bills. And ain't nobody have a problem with it. Just all
really
bring us up separately. Yep.
Mm. That's a little too much.
I'm on my own tab.
We had a friend who we're still friends. But we went out with them, I don't know, a couple of years ago. And it got to a point where it was like six of us. And then they're breaking down the bill meal by meal.
Oh,
we all essentially had the same thing. And I'm like, oh, my God. And it was taking like 10 minutes to figure out this bill. I'll take it. What do we got? Okay, take that, divide it by. Okay, here you go. Here's $60. There you go. Okay, good.
If we all had the same thing, I would have no problem because like, you're right. There's no, you know, we're all just going to pay
but
the same
But it kind of evens, unless you're extreme situation like you talked about with you, right? It generally is going to be pretty close. And then if you go out five times in, you know, 3 years with each other, it's probably going to even out like within bucks, with a couple bucks. You
everybody
know?
I know are couples and I'm by myself. So y'all two are
That's another thing.
Yeah, and I'm going to I'm not going to split y'all's bill. And you
no, but you would break it down individually. You wouldn't. They wouldn't split it with couples and then you individually. But if you order, say, a salad and you shared appetizers and everybody had two or three drinks, you just split the bill at that point, right? Mm.
I don't know what the problem is when we sit down, like, hey, we're all in separate checks. And by that, I mean, it's not a party of 15. And it's typically a bar restaurant type of situation where I don't think it's like the last time I went in a steak restaurant and sat down and ate a steak. That hasn't happened in probably a decade. Like, I'm usually eating at a bar restaurant and I'm usually at the bar or at a table outside somewhere. Like, it's not.
Right, right. I get
a lot of money and it's very informal.
So, I made a mistake. Just, I'm sorry, go ahead, bud. Finish up.
No, I'm just on my own tab, and everybody's on their own tab. So there's three of us. Ring us up, said she brings us three different bills. I don't think that's a problem, right?
I don't know. If everybody's in agreement, that's fine.
Is it more of a pain in the ass for the waiter or waitress?
Usually.
In my head, I think they like it because they get three separate tips. So I'm tipping 20%, and the other person is, and the other person is. They're going to get more than if we just have one big bill.
And 20% of the whole bill? It's the same. It would be the same if you add it all up.
I don't know. And then some people tip more and some people tip less.
Right. That's true then. Then that might get him a few bucks. I made a cardinal error once. Thank God he's a very good friend of mine. But we had three couples at a table. And then my buddy, who they used to be a couple, but they're not anymore. So he was the single guy at the table, right? So we ate. It was a nice restaurant. And I don't remember what the bill was, but per couple, it might have been $120 or whatever per couple.
What are you eating? Right?
Well, I said it was a nice restaurant and it was in, and it was for him. It was like it was not for him, but it was for an occasion. And the bill comes out and they're like, oh, just split it. And I just took it and split it in four because he used to be a couple. And now he's a single guy. I just split it in four. I said, okay. And his eyes bugged out. I go, I'm sorry. I said, hold on. and Susan looks at me. She goes, you shouldn't pay full. I'm like, oh, my God. sorry. I had to redo the whole thing.
And then he said, excuse me. He went to the bathroom and cried in the stall.
Like, it would have been ridiculous for him to pay $120 for what he ate, considering, that's what it was per couple, obviously. But, you don't have to be, like, big shot, like, everybody just pay the same and don't complain. You don't have to do it like that. But a lot of times the table will agree as a group. I feel like everybody can agree on it, depending on who you go out with. Like, your group works out, Monica, because you guys know each other and it works out. Everybody gets their own checks.
And nobody's even stressed about it.
Right. If we didn't know everybody, like, if it was really a bunch of couples who didn't know, I don't know how we had some common people in common or something, then I could see where you chop it up because nobody else wants to make for the other guy. They don't even know him. I get that. But if you're, like, good friends going out like we were in this group, then you just, it seems like splitting up is easier.
It's more of a casual, like, I don't do fancy restaurants. So my situation is, like, we're pretty much there for drinks, and then we might order food. And sometimes they'll order, honestly, I would say 8 out of 10 times, everybody orders food, and I don't. I eat at home, or I eat when I get home, but I rarely eat when I'm out. So then,
you're watching what you're doing. It makes sense.
Yeah, if we all put it in on the same bill, and I'm splitting it, then I'm paying for their food that I didn't even eat. You know what I mean? So it's just easier separate.
Right. I mean, if it's an obvious thing, like you just had one drink and everybody's having full dinners, obviously you're not going to pay that.
Right.
But you don't want to get screwed as far as that goes. But if it's pretty close, like we go to dinner with my son's friend's parents, and it's six of us at the table, and we all basically got the same thing, a drink or two. We shared an appetizer. We're just split it.
Yeah.
Right.
No, it doesn't matter that yours cost $5 more, and I got the steak, but you got the chicken. No, we all basically got a meal. We shared an appetizer, average amount of drinks, and just split it.
And
just less to think about.
And to be honest with you, so I have a friend who has a 50% off Hooters card. So when we go there, I don't want him to get screwed. So I honestly, and I rarely have cash. So once the bill comes, and I rarely eat there. Well, no, I'll have some wings, but they're half price.
It's a lot of hemming and hawing. What's going on? What's going on at Hooters?
So what'll happen is the bill will come, and I'll just look at him and say, and I Venmo. I'm like, how much? And I don't even look at the bill. I'm just like, how much do I owe you? And because I know he's fair, and I know he's going to not be a jerk about it, and it's never a lot. So I'll just Venmo him real quick. So that's probably the worst of it. Like, and it's not even
right. And he gets half off. He shares the half off discount with the whole table.
Yeah, he does.
That's the way to do it.
I know.
That's the right guy. The worst is you're at a dinner and with another couple, and maybe they come out with the maybe a gift card they had, and you're like splitting the bill, and like you don't want to do that when you're with other people, I think, because it feels like you should be like, you got this as a gift. You can just throw it in and then you can split the rest.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It feels kind of weird if you pull it out to make your bill cheaper.
Yeah.
But aren't we in this together? I don't know.
And that's the awkwardness.
Where you cross the line, but that's one that feels like, yep, feels like it crosses the line. Hey, Ryan's on line 3. Go ahead, Ryan.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? And Monica, hey, how are you?
Hello.
What's up, Brad?
Yo, Ryan.
Hey. Look at the shout-outs, Brad.
I love Brad.
Who doesn't?
Hey, man, I just want to say, initially, because you guys brought this up a while back, and I was thinking the same thing as Monica. I mean, thank God I make good money. But, you know, like Monica, she doesn't make as much as, you know, let's say my cow then. And the thing is, you know, if somebody goes out and goes to Burns or whatever steakhouse, you know, you have no problem if you're not watching what you're spending. You know what I mean? And it's admirable that she... It's not that hard, because I was a server in college. It's not that hard to split up a bill. It really isn't. It's mm-hmm. not like it's handwritten. Everything's computerized. Right. And it's very, very easy. And this is 25 years ago, and it was easy to make.
Yep.
So, and I have cheap friends, and they will always, it just becomes a fight. So if you split the bill, it's the animosity and everything. It's the uncomfortableness.
Yeah.
You're not watching everybody. Hey, whose turn is it? Or, you know, hey, well, you know, you guys got the appetizer. I didn't have any of it. You know, it's really ridiculous. So, putting up.
How do you go out to dinner with them? How do you do it? It sounds like it's always a hassle. Somebody's going to bring up, oh, we didn't have the drinks like you guys did. I just got an iced tea, so we shouldn't be paying, you know. I mean, I don't know.
That's why I avoid it and just say a sandwich.
Yeah, like they'll get a Long Island iced tea and I'll get a beer.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like the beer is, you know, two for one at Chili's, and it's you know an $8 Long Island iced tea. Yeah. I'm not being cheap, but if it happens once, it'll happen over and over and over again, and eventually, like, hey, we got to split this bill up. This is just, you know what I mean? It just avoids fighting. And it avoids. I'm not friends with one guy because of it.
Oh my God! Really? It's horrible.
Yeah, it's cheap. I mean, he had holes in his pocket.
It was my ex-husband Ryan was friends with.
Oh my God!
No,
had to be. Your ex-husband made you pay. What makes you think you wouldn't make somebody else pay?
Ryan's right. And
that's right.
We do tell people in advance. Like, it's the first thing. Like, okay, we order a round of drinks, and I'm like, okay, you know, here's my card, but this is my tab. You know what I mean? Like, and then
that's the way to do it.
As long as they know in advance, I don't think it's a problem.
Well, thanks, Jen Epstein from Fox 13 for bringing it up on Twitter. Mm-hmm. 34% say it should be, so a third, evenly split, less than a third, like a quarter say, pay for what you got, and almost half say that you should just split it. It looks like you should have paid more than you wanted to avoid an awkward situation.
Not doing
so
that.
Really, there's more people being awkward out there than you think.
Much
feeling awkward about it.
Much like the lead singer of Wild Cherry, Jen Epstein, definitely listens. She has texted me before during the show, so I know she listens. We got
this show listened to by the voice of wrestling, the lead singer of Wild Cherry, and Jen Epstein from Fox 13. What's up?
You lucky son of a bitch.
You're in that list too, Ed Weigel, the voice of wrestling. There you go. What a list. We should start keeping a list, Monica. We really should.
I think so too. I'm impressed. People are listening after all.
Real people really do listen. A boom.
Celebrities, they're just like us.
Well, thanks, Jen, for that Twitter question. Roger, JP, 102.5 The Bone, Real Raw Radio. Next hour, we'll do the top 10 list just after 1:30, where you guess what's on the top 10 and try to win the bounty prize. At 2 o'clock will be another of the $1,000 keywords. We just got our winner a few minutes ago before we had this discussion. Andrew Goosen won $1,000. Good job, Andrew. And another winner coming up at 2 o'clock with the word.